This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msbnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
It is time for five thought-provoking questions provided by Pat Smith. This is what we call Pat Pop.
I want to know what you're thinking. Tell me what's on your mind.
It's time for Pat Ponders.
It's time for you to get that roof inspected. Alabama Roofing Professionals, the free roof inspections, any work that they do, they're going to warranty that work. How about the blow-in insulation? Did you notice last night when you turned the heat on because it is cold outside? To your home, maybe the thermostat's reading something differently than the way it feels. Well, blowing insulation, that could be your problem or the lack thereof it. Alabama Roofing Professionals, 205-722-ROOF or alroofpros.com.
All right, guys, question number one. If Sarkisian would have stayed at Alabama, what would have been his new salary?
$3.5 million.
Yes.
Think he got a million raise?
Every bit of it. 3.5, maybe 3.6, just for good measure.
It's pretty amazing that both of y'all agreed on that number.
Who can like hate on that based on what he's been able to do? Now, I realize that there's not going to be some of those guys, but do you have any doubt that with the way that they've recruited, you got Bryce Young waiting in the helms and some of the other skill position guys, that he would have any trouble, any hiccups next year? I don't. I pay him that 3.6.
The number that I heard that I heard was being discussed was 3.5. So
good cash.
Yeah, I mean taxes here, they're not
for
bad.
Sure.
It's not like 3.6 in Palo Alto, Cole.
Not to mention the fact that, if I'm not mistaken, I don't think Texas has state income tax.
Oh, did they not?
No.
I don't think so.
I bet the property tax is crazy, though, right? Is it like Florida?
I haven't shopped real estate in Texas recently, so I do not know.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, let us know.
I'll let you know. Detailed report.
And by the way, Nick Saban got a bonus last night by winning the national championship. It now puts his total number of salary for this 2020 campaign at over $10 million.
Wow.
First ever coach to make $10 million.
He didn't get docked for missing the game because of COVID, right? He didn't miss his game check, did he?
I don't think so.
Good.
Not like the NFL.
No.
All right, guys, question number two. It's now in the book, so I'm going to ask y'all, what was your most memorable moment of the entire 2020 college football season?
Jeez.
Just give me one. You want me to go first? Can I go first?
Mine was Cole looking like Bane on the sidelines.
Yeah, that was good.
I always remember that.
Honestly, to me, was the first game down in Montgomery. Because I honestly had no idea whether we were going to pull this off this year. And that first game gave me hope that the next few months we'd be able to enjoy college football. So to me, that was my most memorable moment, was the very first one.
I mean, did I share the story on air? I'm pretty sure I told you guys, but on air of what happened to me in Memphis, like right before the game?
Yes. So, I don't know if you shared it on air.
I don't think I said it on air, and I think I'm good now.
I remember now. Yeah.
So we, you know, when the season began, ESPN Disney wanted us to test on site, and so I had to go to Memphis a day early, and we tested that evening. I believe that was Thursday evening. Friday we had our meetings, and you know, test results normally will be back on Friday, and it was a 6 o'clock game, maybe 7 o'clock game, and I'm sitting in my hotel room Saturday morning. And, you know, we're supposed to quarantine, and I'm just waiting on my results of my COVID test. Don't get them. Don't get them. Don't get them. All of a sudden, it's like 3 o'clock. And I'm thinking, okay, 7 o'clock game, like I go in the stadium at 5. So I leave here, probably not going to be as much traffic, 4-ish, 4:20 maybe. And so I just finally said, you know, I called some of the people that are in charge. I called people with my crew, and I said, listen, I'm going to the stadium. I'm just going to go. Like, we don't have your results. We're waiting. So I sat outside the Liberty Bowl, parked in front of the gate that wraps around it, facing the stadium, until about an hour and 15 minutes before kick. And finally we came to some sort of resolution around an hour before kick that I could go in. And I got on the field set up with my headphones and microphone and everything about 40 minutes before kick. Which, again, usually 2 hours before kick, I'm walking around talking to people, trying to figure some things out, watching certain things when guys come out for warm-ups. So for me, I would probably say sitting in my vehicle an hour before kick, not knowing what was going to happen for the first college game that I was going to work this season. Yeah.
I can't believe, but I'm not, I just thought about, but the one thing that sticks out is just how crazy 2020 was, and it had to have been Dan Mullen dressing up as damn Darth Vader.
That's a good one.
Like, what? Why is my other memorable moment the brawl?
Mississippi State was
memorable.
Well, that bowl game, and I think that was still in 2020, but also Florida and Missouri at the half, again involving Dan Mullen. golly, so many. And then, honestly, but for the course of the season, Coastal Carolina, what they were able to do, the early game that Cole covered, Iowa State and Louisiana, and watching Louisiana just look like the better team. But I'm like you, Central Arkansas and Austin Peay to start this season.
First play of the game.
I was dialed in, yes. And then the haters, the guys that, and the gals on Twitter, like, shut up, quit tweeting in. You told us all summer why we shouldn't play, and now you think we want to hear your opinions on this game and you're going to crap on it? Get out of here. You know who you are.
All right. Question number three. Now that the season obviously is done, give me a team that Alabama didn't play that you think would make for a potential difficult matchup if they were to play in 2 weeks.
The way they were playing late, I would say Oklahoma. That would be interesting.
No.
There
isn't one.
I mean, there's a – when you say difficult, I mean, it's –
Well, I mean, somebody that might get them a game in the fourth quarter.
Well, yeah, I mean, I watched Florida, and then I know they didn't have their guys against Oklahoma, but I mean, Oklahoma was playing well towards the end of the season. Isn't that hard to believe that Florida, that was the most competitive, I guess, game that Alabama had all season?
Okay, a side question of that. So what team in the top 10 that they didn't play, the final top 10 that just came out, would Alabama be the smallest favorite over, in your opinion? Clemson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you still have the Clemson factor and Trevor Lawrence. I still think that would be the team that...
Would it be in single digits?
No.
Yes.
So Landrum says yes, Cole says no.
Yeah, I think it would.
After what we just saw? No.
No. Well, I mean...
No.
No, after what we...
We just saw Ohio State beat that team down,
yeah,
and then Alabama beat the team that beat Clemson down.
But we're going in retrospect, right? So
no,
I'm
saying
said,
they play in 2 weeks.
Play in 2 weeks.
Oh, they play in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah. It'd be what? What do you think it would be, Cole? 11 points? That's spread? 11?
Yeah.
10.5, somewhere in there.
So both you guys say Clemson, probably.
Clemson, yes.
I mean, Oklahoma was good down the stretch, but you know, it's not like they didn't dominate Iowa State. They didn't really dominate Baylor. You know, the Oak State game, they dominated that game, but that was a while back. So I mean, while I think yes, they were hot, they were playing good ball down the stretch. I don't really know how. It's like Landrum said, I'm not going to take that Florida game and all of a sudden put Oklahoma on a pedestal and think that they were what Ohio State or Clemson was this year. Because I still don't believe that they were that.
All right, but they had more momentum than a lot of teams down the stretch. I mean, I thought so, based on the way they started.
All right, if you guys were the Jets, are you taking a quarterback or Devontae Smith?
Can I move out of it?
You want to move from the number two spot?
Mm-hmm.
Where you want to go?
Wherever I can get more picks. I need to upgrade as much of my 53 as I can. Not one of my 53. There's a lot of that 53 that needs upgrading. If I could move out, I would. But I would. I think I would probably. See, I wasn't a believer in Darnold coming out, so yeah. I would draft quarterback.
Yeah, I'd go quarterback. Because, I mean, look, I wasn't a huge fan of the Chargers taking Justin Herbert when they did, but I think he proved to everybody that, you know, you can be a guy that, I mean, he wasn't super flashy at Oregon in his final season, and you can come in and set records as a rookie in the NFL.
So who are you taking then?
Well, yeah, because I think in there's your problem, because it feels a little high for Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you this, I'm not drafting Justin Fields.
I agree.
So it would be,
sorry, Landrum.
It would be Zach Wilson or Mac Jones.
Hey, his college career is over. I'm done here, okay? Whatever happens at the next level, he's gonna be well paid and he's fine. I just had to get him through the college years. So, yeah. Zach Wilson. It'll be interesting to see what he does at the next level.
I think Zach Wilson's going to be a good pro.
Yeah. Me too.
Would you consider Kyle Trask?
I think Mac Jones is going to be a good pro.
Mac Jones?
Mac Jones ahead of Kyle Trask.
Yeah.
I'm not buying Trey Lance just yet. I need to see a little bit more. I would probably take Zach Wilson, and I would heavily debate Mac Jones. I know it's two, but listen, if you're going to invest in a quarterback, you get the guy that you think can come in and not only help you right away, but can win for 10, 15 years. And those are the two that I have the most confident in this class outside of Trevor Lawrence, who's going to be off the board, that can do that.
All right, fifth and final question. I noticed the menu boards at Hard Rock Stadium last night through some folks' social media. So I'm going to give you guys some menu items, and I want you to give me your guess on the more expensive item, okay?
Okay.
The tortilla taco or a kosher hot dog, which one of those two is more expensive?
Is that a corn or flour tortilla?
That is a flour tortilla.
Is that a jumbo dog? Can you give me the ounce of the kosher?
Do you have what the everything that the first one comes with?
No.
You had to pay the rabbi for the kosher dog.
The tortilla taco or the kosher hot dog? Which one was more expensive if you walked up and you wanted to purchase it last night?
Hold on 1 second. Are you sure you have the name of this one right?
The tortilla taco?
I mean, we know that a flat taco is a tostada.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, I'm just telling you what the board
said. Is this just a fancy way of saying soft taco?
I guess. I don't know.
I've never heard the phrase tortilla taco in my life.
Yeah.
And I've eaten a lot of tacos.
The answer is the kosher dog, Pat.
Is that what you're going?
Yeah.
Is it one tortilla taco? Or multiple?
Well, I'm sorry. It just says taco, tortilla.
Beef on the taco, grass fed?
Beef, chicken, fish?
Mm-mm.
Doesn't say?
Does not say.
I think you can just assume it was beef.
All right, so Landrum, you're going the kosher hot dog.
Yes.
Cole?
I'm going to go the tortilla taco, even though
I've never heard of that. Lot of information about it. Okay.
Not many.
Cole wins that round. The tortilla taco, $19.
Come on.
Yeah. The kosher hot dog is $12.
The circumference of the tortilla for the tortilla taco better be 18 inches.
$19.
It better look like a large pizza.
All right, here we go. Next round. The organic popcorn or a cheeseburger?
Burger.
Cheeseburger or organic popcorn?
Cheeseburger is going to run you, based on the kosher dog, that cheeseburger is going to run you $14. Organic popcorn will run you $10.
Okay. The answer is organic popcorn.
Wow.
$18.
Stop it, Pat.
I'm just telling you what the menu says, Cole. I didn't set the prices. I'm just
telling
you what they are.
Does Orville Redenbacher bring it to your seat? Good
cheeseburger
grief.
Is $11.
I'm not sure he's around anymore.
Well,
$11.
If he did, it'd be worth $18.
All right. So obviously you need something to drink with this, right?
Mm-hmm. Cold beer.
All right. You going lemonade or just a plain soda? What's more expensive?
I do love that lemonade where they do the freshly squeezed right in front of you. What you get at like carnivals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I only imagine how much sugar they put in that.
How many ounces?
I don't know.
I think lemonade is going to be more expensive than a soda.
Okay. How about you, Landrum?
$9, I'm going to say.
Souvenir cup soda.
$12.
$12.
Souvenir cup.
Yep. And then the lemonade is going to run you $10.50.
The lemonade was the most expensive of the two, and it's $8. A soda is $6.
Nah, it's not souvenir cup.
All right. And finally, one more option for your liquid enjoyment. Are you going a 19-ounce beer or a vodka lemonade?
I'm going 19-ounce beer.
Okay.
You're asking which costs more?
Oh, which
That's
costs
correct.
More? Oh, it's got to be the vodka lemonade. Yeah, vodka lemonade.
Both of you guys are incorrect.
Whoa.
The 19-ounce beer goes for $13. The vodka lemonade, you can get it for a low price of $12.
Is that a 1.25-ounce pour? What kind of pour are we talking there?
So as you can tell, you better have plenty in your checking account as you head to the concession stand there at the old Hard Rock Stadium last night for the National
Championship. Well, based on the limited number of people that went and were able to buy tickets based on the ticket prices.
Maybe that's why they upped some of these concession prices.
I think that... Are we going to say price gouging?
So, again, the most expensive item that I just gave you was the infamous tortilla taco.
$19. I want to see this. I'm looking it up online now.
There's no state tax there. They got to make it up somehow.
Ridiculous.
Organic popcorn, $18. A kosher hot dog vodka lemonade was $12. Well, the 19-ounce beer was $13.
Love a good kosher hot dog, though.
And that's today's Pat Ponders.
Brought to you by Alabama Roofing Professionals. They're not going to gouge you if they do any work on your home, on your roof. Yeah, 205-722-ROOF, alroofpros.com. And don't forget to ask about the blow-in insulation.
This is Three Man Front.